Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine. And I have great high hopes that this podcast and the blog post will be going out at noon on Sunday. And so you've gotten it. Because I had mentioned we were having a lot of changes going on, and if you go onto the ShelleyAntine.com website, you will see that there's an invitation to sign up for the blog posts and the author newsletter. And we've been putting together all of this information on a new email server, and things have been a little, you know, crazy, like things are these days. So I know that you've gotten a repeat post, which you shouldn't have gotten, and that was probably, unfortunately, an extended test of the timing. Now it's going to be coming regularly, posting at a certain time of day. And, you know, other things are going on, like the launch of my novel and some of the pre-launch events. So it's a little bit much all at once, as they say, but this is the way it is. And I think a lot of people feel that way in their lives right now. It's a lot all at once. So we had the new moon energy come in also at 2:06 a.m. on the 19th, Sunday the 19th. It would have been for the West Coast, and that would have been 3 hours earlier, 11:06 p.m., and we have the 20th of here on the East Coast, 2:06 a.m. So there wasn't as much available energy, and it was Pisces, new moon in Pisces, which the sun is now in Pisces too. So we're starting to get into the more dreamy, drifty, you know, where is it, where are you, who are you kind of energy. And so one of the things we might welcome on Monday the 20th is Venus moving out of Pisces and entering Aries at 2:56 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, this is not exactly the most Venus-like of the Venuses, let's say, because this Venus is more engaged aggressively and into adventures instead of, you know, cooking and baking and being affectionate, you know. Definitely Venus in Aries is interested in romance, but it's a challenge that is the thing that gets her going. And once something is achieved, it's not as interesting. You know, you need a new goal to go after. Venus loving that beginning of things, as Aries is the beginning of the signs and, you know, the spark of life that starts the ball rolling. So this is a very different energy. People may be, again, as I said, feeling this in a positive way if they are trying to get things going, because Venus will assist with that. And Venus in Aries is not afraid to make the first move, isn't as cautious about life as Venus in Pisces was, let's say. So off she goes. And, you know, it will be interesting. Her energy is going to be blending with other energies, and certainly she'll get along with Gemini Mars, and she'll get along with Jupiter in Aries, and with Mercury, if she meets him while before he leaves and goes into Pisces. So it's kind of an interesting moment. She won't get along that well with Pluto. And so that will be something that happens during this particular transit. Her Pluto meetup is going to happen in the middle of March, 16th, 17th, that kind of time frame, when she's right at the end, because Pluto is right at the end in March, and he is going to shift into Aquarius on the 24th of March. So, but she will, make some of the other connections, not exact ones exactly with some of the energies that are there. She's missing her connection to Saturn, because Saturn will have moved into Pisces on March 8th before she got up to this degree that he was in. So, but she will meet up with Mars and Jupiter, and those are the ones that you'll enjoy the most, I would say. And so that's something to know about Venus. She will be shifting into Taurus, which is the sign that has one of the more archetypal energies that we think of with Venus, on the 16th of March. So things are changing. Energies are changing. The Aquarian era is fading. And so we move on, right? But on Monday, as we come off that new moon, it's still sort of the dark new moon phase on Monday, but moon in Pisces is going into sextile Uranus and Taurus for Monday. That's the big aspect that is there. And so there can be some interest in looking at things that are different and changing some ideas. It's a combination of psychic and intuitive energy that can be applied in an earthly way if your Taurus energy is up for you that day. So this is a relatively easy one to be navigating and doing the things you need to do. It's some kind of a holiday in the United States called President's Day, so some of things may be closed. I don't know if things really do close on that day. But, you know, still, it's kind of a, you know, you might have some fun, actually, with a moon in Pisces sextile to Uranus and Taurus if you have the weather that's allowing you to be outdoors and doing something in nature. After the sextile to Uranus ends at 12:20 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday the 21st, which I'm seeing is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, let's see, what is it going to look like? Well, the sextile is followed very early morning by the moon square Mars in Gemini, and that's 1:44 a.m., so Eastern time, people aren't really going to be, maybe, having much of an experience of that. West Coast might still, and even Mountain Time might still be up and about. That is when you could get into trouble with other people, because somebody wants to have an engaged dialogue with logic, and somebody else is, you know, staring at the sky starry-eyed, you know. So there's a little frustration there. But on Tuesday, what we do have is the moon joining Neptune in Pisces until 2:52 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So you can imagine, if this is a party day, the party will start early in every way. But for those of us who are not observing that, you know, it's still a lot of confusion, and there might be weather issues, but certainly it is very potent for people who are involved in spiritual work or any of the arts, and creative arts specifically. You could think of things like music and dance and painting and photography, or creating an aromatherapy blend with this kind of a combination, painting, that kind of thing. We have that day Mercury still in Aquarius, square Uranus and Taurus until 5:22 p.m. So there are going to be some underlying tensions between, you know, what people think is going to happen in the future and what they want to have happen in the future, and certain challenges that may be thrown in their way. But the Moon is leaving the Neptune conjunction and going to sextile Pluto in Capricorn until 11:06 p.m. Now that is very helpful for Pisces to get an authority that has structure and knows the ropes and can help, you know, bring things into order. So we end that day in the East Coast with that aspect at 11:06 p.m. Moon goes void, of course. So, you know, the party is still going somewhere, I'm sure. When the Moon enters Aries at 12:14 a.m. on the 22nd, Wednesday, that's Ash Wednesday. All of this is making us aware of the fact that it's not long before Easter will arrive, right? So now we have the Moon going to conjunct Venus in Aries overnight for us here. 4:26 a.m. is when that completes. So you may have some interesting dreams, and they may be, you know, kind of exotic in some ways and adventurous. While the Moon is going to join Jupiter in Aries until 5:48 p.m., Mercury will trine Mars at 3:14 p.m. So this is an excellent day for communications, for adventures, getting things started once again, because we're moving into the crescent moon, should be able to see that, you know, quite close to sunset, but still it's there it is. And since the moon is near Venus and Jupiter and Mars is just a couple of signs away, you may have a nice little display in the sky if you're near sunset that day, of planetary energies. And what we also have is the 5:48 p.m., we have the coming of the Moon in Aries, sextile Mars in Gemini until 4:44 a.m. on Thursday. So it's actually a wonderful sweep of time. I mean, last week was very hard to get any good aspects for long periods. I think Friday was about it, as I recall. But now we have had, you know, a couple of days already during the week, Monday and Wednesday, where you had green lights. And guess what? Your green lights continue as Moon in Aries sextile Mercury in Aquarius comes in at 6:03 a.m. and then goes for the sextile to Saturn, which takes us through the rest of Thursday on the East Coast and ends at 1:06 a.m. on Friday, the 24th. So there it was. Very nice. And so naturally, of course, that's when I picked the time to have my launch of my first of the series, Revealing the Druid Legacy. The Last Priestess, yes, that's right. So if you've signed up for the author news, you'll be getting some information on that and the fact that it's official on the 23rd. So now, the Moon's last aspect, Moon square Pluto in Capricorn, 2:22 a.m. on Friday. And shortly thereafter, the Moon will enter Taurus, 3:29 a.m., and give us up to 2:02 p.m. with a happy sextile. Again, this is Moon in Taurus, sextile Sun in Pisces. And that is, again, a time when if you're trying to communicate with people and you want to make agreements, and people will be open. Moon in Taurus is going to have the need for something steady and stable, and is, you know, being actually received nicely by an authority or, you know, someone in your family that you consider an authority. With the sun in Pisces, it's open, it's listening. Next comes an aspect that can be exciting or upsetting. And so this is where I see that, you know, sometimes when the moon is conjunct Uranus and Taurus, you know, you have surprise. It doesn't have to be bad, you know. It could be a good surprise, or you could find something or realize something, you know, eureka, at that point. And it may have to do with mundane things also, but it doesn't have to be negative. Again, that comes in exact at 7:25 a.m. on Saturday. But for some people, the news won't be as good, and maybe if it's a geophysical event, you know, the world is just supplying us with a steady stream of unbelievable, inconceivable events, right? So it's possible there's another one. And this could involve finance too, as it is Taurus, right? Saturday is going to be a difficult day for agreements and conversations as Moon in Taurus squares Mercury in Aquarius until 7:16 p.m. So now you're sort of wanting somebody to be more conservative if you're the Moon, and Mercury is like, you know, you're not up to speed. This is what's going on now, kind of thing. And so thinking of the future versus, like, you know, wanting to just sit there and hold on to everything that you have, which is an interesting response after a moon conjunction Uranus and Taurus also. So, you know, maybe Mercury in Aquarius is trying to get the moon in Taurus to look at a brighter picture or something that would be changing. But it becomes a lovely evening after that for us and for those out west, because the moon in Taurus gets the sextile to Neptune in Pisces until 12:15 a.m. on Sunday. This is, you know, a great time. If you can have a late dinner on the East Coast, this is the time I always say, you know, candlelight, music, fine food, you know, especially if it's seafood, if you have that, or you're eating in an area that has a water feature nearby. This is a beautiful energy. And even if you're just at home, you're feeling more laid back, you're feeling like easy listening, easy viewing kinds of feelings. So it's a nice way to end Saturday on the East Coast. 12:15 a.m. So, of course, that's like 9:15 p.m. on the West Coast. So you'll have to pay attention to this next aspect coming in, which is the moon in Taurus square Saturn in Aquarius, which it will only be doing for a short while. I mean, this could be the last one before Saturn changes signs. It comes in as the square 8:45 a.m. Sunday. So something is frustrating, and it could be, again, it could be a weather issue, cold or icy or something like that, or just some frustration in something that Taurus is hoping for or wanted, or, you know, is just not getting things going in the way it should. Could be a little bit depressing, even the square from the moon to Saturn. But after that, you have the moon trine Pluto in Capricorn. This could be one of the last of those, too. 9:42 a.m. is when that comes in on Sunday. So whatever was disturbing could be easily remedied within that next hour with the moon trine Pluto in Capricorn. The void, of course, Taurus moon enters Gemini at 10:48 a.m., and we're already headed towards, you know, with this moon entering Gemini, the square to the sun in Pisces, which takes us out of the first quarter. So you've been watching that waxing crescent grow, and now you're going to see the half moon in the sky. And we enter the second quarter phase at 3:06 a.m. on Monday, the 27th, which is going to be when we want to get going. You know, let's make things happen and let's keep moving and let's get everything we need to accomplish our goals that we may have set at the new moon in Pisces, and we want to have a fruition at the full moon, which is going to be on the 7th day of March, and it will be the Virgo full moon. So that's the energy for the week. And when I look at the week after, I do see the Venus-Jupiter conjunction. And I also see that Mercury is changing signs and moves into Pisces. So let's see. Anybody else? No. So that's what we will be talking about for next week. So I hope that this will be as exciting and happy on those days with the good aspects for you. And I will say goodbye for now.